In the last segment, we were using the Fairview Avenue panel to make long-distance calls to York, Pennsylvania's area. The call goes through Forest Hills,
21233,
New York 4,
2122,
which dial pulses to the York, Pennsylvania step tandem.
7179.
And you do get to hear the dial pulsing because New York 4 is a 4M, and the peculiarity of 4Ms is that you hear the dial pulsing when they dial pulse out. Here's one more to York, Pennsylvania. These calls were recorded from Charlie's house, and Charlie also has a number one crossbar line. Now, the differences between panel and number one crossbar are quite significant, but when you call long distance, well, let's just make a similar call to York, Pennsylvania from the Fairview Avenue crossbar one. Yes, that was a completely different switching system. When you pick up the phone and you call long distance, the two sound so much alike, and yet if you were actually in the central office, listening to the way those two systems sound from the inside, crossbar one is noisy as all get out, panel is extremely quiet, and of course the two work completely differently, except if you were to look at a block diagram of the structure of the way the two switches work. And in a block diagram, they seem very much the same too. Let's make some more calls from number one crossbar to long distance, and when I get a really good example, I'll stop and explain exactly what the noises mean. I'll say this much now. Obviously, number one crossbar uses CAMA and the ANIB system, just like panel. So now, here's a call from the 14th Avenue, Brooklyn, crossbar 1, to the centralized intercept in Washington Courthouse, Ohio.
Washington Courthouse.
Okay, Washington. Anyway, this happened at a time when Ohio Bell was just beginning to charge for directory assistance, and these areas used their centralized intercept not just for centralized intercept, but also to intercept people dialing 411 without a 1 first.
The number you have dialed is not a working number. If you are a local customer and need directory assistance, dial 1 plus 411. If you are calling from outside of the Washington Courthouse area, consult your local telephone directory for dialing instructions. This is a recording. The number you have dialed is not a working number. If you are a local customer and need directory assistance, dial 1 plus 411. If you are calling from outside of the Washington Courthouse area, consult your local telephone directory for dialing instructions. This is a recording.
What number did you dial, please?
335-4228.
335-4228. Just a moment. Now that is not a working number for Washington Courthouse.
I'll check it, thank you.
Thank you.
These calls go from the 14th Avenue Brooklyn Crossbar 1 to Albemarle Tandem Number 1, that's another New York Telephone outgoing long-distance tandem, 21228, to the Columbus 4A.
6144.
The last call went from the Columbus 4A to a Crossbar 5. This next call goes through a step tandem to an independent step office. Now, in independent steps, very often the ringtone that you hear is not at all the same as what's ringing the phone. In this particular case, you can actually hear an audible ring plus a power ring that are out of phase. You know, in dialing the thousands of numbers we dialed, we certainly did occasionally ring people's phones who were home, but we didn't call them over and over. I'm glad we bothered this lady once, because it shows what the real ring is. Obviously, the normal audible ring isn't what's ringing her phone, because she picks up during the power ring sound that we hear, and you can hear the phone is in the middle of ringing. So the actual line is ringing in sync with that lower-pitched sound, not the usual audible ringtone. Now let me describe how that call goes through. Ben is about to dial the third digit of area code 614. When he does, the register sender in his Crossbar 1 office is going to call the marker. At that point, the marker will establish a connection through the Crossbar network to a trunk to the Albemarle Camatandem. That was an unusually clangy example of the marker call and the trunk setup. He's about to dial the last digit. When he does, the register sender will reverse his line polarity, go off hook on the trunk to Albemarle, wait for a flash, and MF the number. Now that was the ta-dut of the famous Crossbar 1 ta-dut-da sound. That is, the sound of the register sender dropping out. The first two clicks of it are combined also with the sound of the Albemarle Road Cama trunk going off hook. So you really have three clicks all sort of happening at once, all very loud. And right now, we are both on the trunk and the register sender. The final duh, that was the register sender dropping out. Next, the ANIB system is going to get Ben's number and send it to Albemarle. Now the Albemarle Crossbar Tandem picks up a trunk to the Columbus 4A, waits for a flash, and is MFing the seven-digit number. When it finishes, we hear boom-da. That was Albemarle cutting through. Now Columbus is dialing. Seven digits to a step tandem, and when it's through, it's ringing. When Ben dialed the last digit, his line polarity reversed, and it remained reversed until he connected to the Cama tandem, at which point it came back to normal. The polarity reversal is so that PBXs can easily restrict toll. They simply put a diode in series with the nine lines, and anybody who dials a toll call gets automatically disconnected. Now that last minute of tape, of course, was digitally edited so that I could stop and explain what was happening at each point. It always makes me a little uncomfortable to do that when the end result is something that is unrealistic in some way. In reality, the Cama tandem won't wait forever for the automatic number identification to occur. Here, from the West 108th Street Crossbar 1 in Manhattan, is a tape of what really happens when the automatic number identification fails to occur within a certain number of seconds.
It's waiting for digits.
May I have the number you're calling from, please?
749-9000.
Thank you.
I thought there are too many zeros.
749-9000, right?
Right, there are only three zeros in 9000.
Record that on the master. Here, the CAMA office calls up an operator from TSP, Traffic Service Position. TSP was the first widely built Bell System switching arrangement for zero-plus dialing. It worked in conjunction with crossbar tandems, and there was a TSP in Forest Hills, Albemarle Road, 10th Avenue, West Street, and Bronx in New York City, as well as one in Hempstead in Long Island. So when the CAMA tandem needed an operator to do that, it just used one of the TSP operators. In this example, you can actually hear MFs associated with her keying the numbers. Most of the time you didn't hear the tones, however. Here, she keys 9000-START.
Thank you.
You can see that when the equipment doesn't accept the phone number, there is a loud boomp as soon as she hits the start key. And then when she starts it over, you hear another boomp along with the code 11 tone, also called ST3P. That apparently is the tone that's being used when she restarts keying the phone number. On her subsequent restarts of keying the phone number, we just hear the code 11, but there aren't any more bumps. Getting it right and hitting start makes her drop out with that tick, and then the call proceeds normally with the expected bumpta of the outgoing trunk coming on.
Record that on the master.
Ben at that point is saying P recording. He expects to get the recording that says, "I'm sorry, your call did not go through." That's because he knows he spent so much time with the operator, and you can only keep the operator on the line so long. Now, in the previous example, the operator, for no good reason, got mixed up on the phone number. This next example, however, gives her a very good reason to get mixed up because we deliver the phone number in a confusing way. This keeps her on the line so long that the outgoing trunk somehow manages to time out.
I have the number you're speaking from?
599-1000.
One what?
000.
599-1000. Thank you.
C'est technique nous empêche pour l'instant d'acheminer votre appel. Veuillez raccrocher composé nouveau, s'il vous plaît. Ce message est enregistré 5141.
We're sorry, but because of a temporary equipment condition, your call did not go through. Will you please hang up and try again? This is a recording, 5141.
Nous regrettons des difficultés.
That call and the next were both recorded from the Crossbar 1 in my hometown, Lynbrook 9/Valley Stream 5. And, by the way, on the Montreal recording, you heard there a little start tone. MF tones used to come in on the Montreal recordings all the time. It's interesting that we end up getting a P recording from the Montreal 4A there, which was the first outgoing trunk. This suggests that while we were talking to the operator, the Montreal trunk had already been seized. Perhaps when they designed this, they anticipated that the time spent with the operator would be so short that it was okay to go ahead and seize the trunk and start the call going through. But that didn't always work out. However, sometimes it did, despite a very long holding time with the operator. This next example was done to deliberately keep the operator on a long time to see what would happen. Part of that strategy was to give her a number first that could not possibly be accepted, and you hear that boomp again, and then I make other excuses and finally give her an acceptable number.
Yeah, hello?
Your number?
773-1128.
Thank you. Is that your number?
Oh, you want the number the number here?
Yes.
Okay, hold. Hey, what's the number here? 595-599. One. Right? Okay, 599. Okay. 5991.
Thank you.
That was painful to listen to, and if you were listening in the background, maybe you could hear that my operator was not the only one having a rough time that day. But anyway, strangely, that did start to go through, and I had to hang up real quick. That shows that sometimes you could stay on the line with the operator for a long time and have the call go through anyway. So we never really did quite find out what the rules were for that. One more example here of messing with the operator that is less painful to listen to.
Number, please.
599-1000.
1000. Oh, wait a minute, sir. Well, give it to me again. 599. Yeah.
1000.
It's not going through, so do you want to come in again?
No, wait a minute. It's just one digit at a time.
Wait a minute now. Hold on. I don't know what the problem is with that number. 599-1000. Oh, 1000, right?
Would you prefer 1-0-100?
Yeah, well, 599.
100-0.
The call did not go through. Will you please hang up and try again? This is a recording.
5166.
By now, you're probably starting to miss the MFs that we hear at the beginning of all long-distance calls, dialed from crossbar 5 lines that go out on a crossbar tandem. So let's go back to my east side line and make a call that goes out on Forest Hills. It'll be nice to hear the MFs again. The following call is unedited, and it's to area code 819 in Quebec. The route is my east side crossbar 5 to Forest Hills.
21233.
To the Montreal 4A.
5141.
To a crossbar 5 tandem, to a crossbar 5.
Décomposé. Veuillez vérifier dans votre annuaire ou demander l'aide de la téléphonie. Ceci est un message enregistré. I'm sorry, there is no service for the number you have dialed. Please verify in your directory or ask the operator for assistance. This is a recording announcement. Vous avez composé. Veuillez vérifier dans votre annuaire.
Yes, that did go out on Forest Hills, but we didn't hear any MFs, and we also heard the boomta sound, which is normally associated with CAMA calls. So why, from a crossbar 5 that doesn't use CAMA, are we getting this? Well, it's actually just a variation in the way the network can sound, due to the fact that Forest Hills had a few extra trunk circuits designed originally for CAMA that it used on non-CAMA trunks. And that's really all it was. It's a different type of trunk circuit. Normally they use the one that lets you hear the MFs. It's probably simpler than the one for CAMA because CAMA's got to be able to pick up the number and patch in the operator and all that. But if they had a few extra ones left over, they used them for non-CAMA type trunks. And there was actually a name for the two different types of trunks, RST and AMAT. And of course, the BUMPTA trunk is the AMAT type, which you would occasionally get from my east side line. If I'd hung up and called back, I might have gotten an RST trunk and you'd hear the MFs. Here's an interesting call that just happened to get an AMAT type trunk on Forest Hills. This is to the vacant level in Tallapoosa, Georgia. It goes from my east side line to Forest Hills to the brand new Atlanta 4E through the Carrollton, Georgia step tandem to the Tallapoosa step office. After the Forest Hills BUMPTA, you'll hear carrier noise to Atlanta, a long pause for seven digits being dialed, and then no tick at all as the Atlanta 4E cuts through. You will hear a tone come on immediately, and that is the loop checker test tone that is accidentally crossed with the vacant level in this office. Notice that every time the sweep tone gets anywhere near 2600, it gets filtered out. See, it disappeared. Now I'll come in on the other line.
We're sorry that you have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service. If you feel that you have reached this now recording an error, please check the number and try your call again. Sorry that you have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service. If you feel that you have reached this number.
So the last two calls had no MF tones audible, even though you would normally expect them there. Here's a call that starts out from a number one crossbar, where you normally don't hear MFs, but for a completely different reason, in this case you do.
Number? 599-1000.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, the number you have reached is not in service at this time. If you need assistance, please hang up and dial your operator. This is a recording. 995.
That call went out from my hometown crossbar 1, Lynbrook 9, through Hempstead crossbar tandem on a CAMA type trunk, of course.
5166.
To the Fort Myers, Florida NX1 tandem. To another NX1, and the audible tones there were from the Fort Myers tandem. Now, if we pick up my Long Island Crossbar 5 line and make a similar call, you get to hear two strings of MFs.
I'm sorry, the number you have reached is not in service at this time. If you need assistance, please hang up and dial your operator. This is a recording. 675.
NX1 tandems were a major part of the long-distance network and were the Independent's best answer to Crossbar 5 tandems, though obviously they're quite different and a lot more fun. The NX1 is a crossbar system made by North Electric, not to be confused with Northern Electric. Each and every NX1 tandem in the network was also a local office, so it was a combination of local and toll, again, like Crossbar 5. The only exception to this were some NX1-based systems called TSD, Traffic Service Desk, which were used for outgoing zero-plus dialing. While all NX1 tandems doubled as offices, not all NX1 offices were tandems, and what you heard there was the Fort Myers combination local and toll office going to another NX1 in the area that was just local. Now, as for the sounds the NX1s made, let's begin at the beginning, calling an actual telephone line. Here's a call to a tributary of Rochester, the 394 prefix, from my west side line, through Bronx Crossbar Tandem,
to 1224.
Rochester Crossbar Tandem,
71610.
To the NX1 office. This particular trunk to Bronx has a busy signal in the background, which is irrelevant to what I'm trying to point out, and this call starts out in a fairly straightforward way. My Crossbar 5 sends 10 digits to Bronx, which sends 7 digits to Rochester, which sends 4 or 5 digits to the NX1. That's Rochester cutting through to the NX1 office, of course, and here's where it gets kind of weird, because NX1s use a special kind of pulsing internally to communicate with themselves. It has something to do with knowing how to set up the route through their own crossbar network. When you're calling an actual phone line in an NX1, you hear a string of these pulses. They don't correspond to anything numerical, but in calling a phone line, it usually gives the impression of sounding like 4 strings of pulses. Here's another NX1 with the older type NX1 ring. Notice that after the pulses occur, you don't hear a click before the ring starts, at least not a loud one. By contrast, when an NX1 is going to the intercept trunk, you hear a shorter string of pulses, usually giving the impression of being 2 strings of pulses, with a moderately loud set of clicks before the recording's ring starts.
I'm sorry, we are unable to complete your call as dialed.
The general rule is that when an NX1 office or tandem is connecting to a line, there's a long pulsing sequence and no loud tick before the ring. But when an NX1 connects to a trunk, there's a short pulsing sequence followed by a moderately loud ka-ta. This also holds true for the tandeming function. In this case, the handshake and out pulsing come between the short pulsing at the beginning and the ka-ta at the end. Repeating that last one, that's getting the trunk, handshake and out pulsing, cut through. Actually, the NX1 tandem is more often heard dial pulsing. Sometimes to a Stromberg XY. The volume levels of pulsing and cut-through clicks vary from one NX1 entity to another. Some of them are quite loud, others are not, and the internal pulsing can sometimes be barely audible or even silent. In the Fort Myers examples, the first NX1, which is the tandem, has fairly loud pulsing. The second one, the end office only, has inaudible pulsing. But both NX1s have a loud ka-ta on the cut-through that actually has a third click mixed in. I don't know why the Fort Myers NX1s have a more sophisticated cut-through sound, but they do. Repeating now. That was the first NX1, the tandem, cutting through. And that was the second one going to the recording trunk.
I'm sorry.
Now on that example, the destination office had no audible pulsing. Let's now hear one that does. This is an NX1 tandem MFing to an NX1 office, which rings a line. Let's repeat that one. That was the internal pulsing of the NX1 tandem to get the trunk to the destination office. That was the destination office flashing, the handshake. That was the tandem MFing to the destination office. That's the tandem cutting through. And now the destination office finds the line and starts ringing. And no discussion on NX1s is complete without the ubiquitous busy signal. The click you hear when it drops into the busy signal is kind of unique compared to other NX1 clicks. It appears that if a line in an NX1 is busy, you get a long pulsing sequence followed by a loud dropping click that is distinctive only to NX1s going to busies, followed by the busy signal. That was a fairly compressed recording, so the click into the busy isn't very distinguishable from other clicks. But there is one more example I found where there is a short pulsing sequence followed by that same unique dropping sound to a busy. They are strange sounding little beasts, aren't they? But now that you've had an orientation to the way they sound, we'll start out the next segment with some complete phone calls to some NX1 entities, offices, and tandems.